Hi, and welcome to Cauldron FM with me, the Merlin, and this is another one in the series of tarot casts. So just to set the scene, a few weeks ago we had an interview with Martin, and Martin raised a few points during that interview. Both Delphine and I went off and we thought about what he'd said and that sort of thing, and we met up for coffee 2 weeks ago. One of the topics of conversation was our interview with Martin, and then we were talking about the tarot cards. And one card that Delphine had said she'd found particularly enlightening was the card number 6, the Lovers. And she suggested that I did a journey with it. So, armed with this challenge in hand, I left the meeting or the coffee break determined to do this journey with the Lovers. Circumstances created a situation whereby I wasn't able to quite get round to it during that week, but we did have a couple of discussions about it. And she kept saying to me that it wouldn't be the card that I thought it was. She did the journey. So anyway, beginning of this week, I determined myself that I was going to do it come what may. So I first started off by looking at the card itself, and the description of the card in my deck is that in the foreground is a naked male and female, standing on a green field, hands stretched towards one another but not holding hands. Behind the lady is a very green tree with a serpent wrapped around it. Behind the gentleman is a very tall, very straight, very dark tree which looks like it's got leaves of fire on it. Between them in the far distance there is a mountain. Above them is a cloud, and above the cloud is the face of an angel or a supreme being looking down upon them, and then above that is the sunshine. So quite a lot of symbolism in the card. So anyway, I decided that the first thing I would do, having looked at the card and taken in what the pictures were, would be to put it under my pillow and try the sleep with the card approach. And for 2 nights I had it under the pillow, and when I woke in the morning, just couldn't get any information coming through about the card at all. So I put it by the side of the bed, determined that I was going to journey with it that night, and then again things got in the way that prevented that from happening. So it stayed by the bed for 2 nights, last night was being the last night. This morning I woke up and it was as if something had clicked inside my head. I knew exactly what that card meant to me. It isn't necessarily about relationships between one person and another, although it could be. It's more to me coming through as being that irrespective of how thin you make a slice, there are always two sides to it. In other words, you've got to look more within at the fact of your relationship between yourself or within yourself, and realise that there are right and wrong, left and right, good and bad, and it's a question of balance. So it's understanding who you are before you can even look at other people, and recognising that there are these different facets of you, and they are the yin and yang, the male and female. And it explains really why yin and yang has gone through centuries and centuries and centuries. And this card, to me, in my novice state, is telling me that there are, again, it's yin and yang, it's male and female, it's a question of balance between the two parts, and striving to achieve that. That ties in with some other stuff that I'm doing personally as well, and it's a case of, right, okay, yeah, you've got to understand that there are two sides to this. And there's no point in beating yourself up if one side is coming to the fore and you're losing the other side. You've got to think about putting them both into balance. So for me, it's about recognising this male and female aspect. And once you do, then the clouds lift, you get shined upon by the beautiful sunshine, and you've recognised what it's all about. There is the softness, there's the sinuousness, there's the straight and there's the harsh, there's the cloud and the sun. So there you go, my journey with the Lovers.